Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A game like that when you get down to the end, still in it?
It was very tough. Obviously, you want to come out with a win and finish the game out strong. And it just didn't happen today.
Kyler, do you feel like that was one of the more complete defensive performances that you guys have had this season?
It was pretty solid. There's obviously stuff to clean up and execute more and do better, but I thought we played pretty solid. I think we gave up, 14 points? Yeah. It's pretty solid. Yeah.
What was the attitude of this group like, where you guys have gone through a lot, coaching changes, all this stuff, but for the defense to play the way that it did today, what's the attitude of that group been like?
We're not really focused on all the outside noise or what's happening. As you guys seen, we just focus on us and as our brotherhood and going out there and being able to represent us as a team, as brothers, individuals, and going out there and just performing.
How disappointing is it to know you guys aren't going to go to a bowl game this year?
It's disappointing because I know everyone wants to go and do that, play that extra game, play the game they love, so it kind of sucks, yeah.
You guys have pretty much been in almost every game you play until the very end, but yeah. You haven't been able to come up. What do you think's been missing this season?
You can point fingers anywhere, but just up to everyone to just kind of contribute to their best ability. Put points on the board however we can. Stop the offense however we can and just continue from there. So,
Kyler, how tough is this? You're in the game for so long and then scores and you've been able to stop their offense, but the turnovers, how tough is it to lose like that?
It is very tough. It's just stuff you just don't want to see and stuff you all week you prepare not to have in and try to avoid, but this is what it is.
That last drive when we marched down, but that was the one time we were able to penetrate the defense. What was different about that drive?
What do I recall? I don't know. We just got to get them out of their rhythm, really. Just getting too much easy stuff away. Just a couple of minor changes, yeah.
How big is this Apple Cup now, knowing that this is it this year?
It's the biggest thing right here. We're not trying to let that trophy go at all. So we're going to keep it in Seattle for surely. Yeah, I want to finish strong, stomp them out, give them no chance. So Apple Cup got to stay with us.
Is it tough knowing that you might only have like 6 or 4 days for some of these guys? I mean, what might happen after the season?
I just try to live every day in the moment with all my brothers, talk to them all day, have fun, enjoy this whole entire thing, enjoy the whole season. Yeah.
All right, let's let Kyler go.
Thanks, guys.
Cameron Davis is here.
How frustrating is it to move it like you guys did and just not be able to punch it in so many times?
Oh, man. I mean, like, any offense was to go down and score the ball, and we had a lot of good drives, and we just wanted to finish it at the end of the day. But I feel like at the end of the day, it just puts more of a chip on our shoulder, and it makes us more hungry as an offense. But we just need to execute at the end of the day, get the job done.
Cam, how much of an emphasis was there on quick completions today, getting out of Dylan's hands to you guys, the wide receivers, all that?
It's always an emphasis to get it out quick, get it out early, and just make plays. But I feel like it was no more of an emphasis as any other week. We were just following our game plan, trying to run the ball, get the run game going, and also take shots, too, at the end of the day.
This has kind of been your job the last couple of weeks here with some injuries and different things. How has your, I guess, confidence grown, or how have you settled into that role the last couple of weeks?
My confidence has gone up a lot. I mean, just getting a lot of reps and stuff. I mean, I feel like that'll do that for anybody. And, it's just a job that I feel like any of the backs in the room are ready for, but I feel like it's a job that I can step up to the plate and, get the job done.
You guys have had a unique season just with all the tough losses and coaching changes and all that stuff, but what was different about this week of preparation? Coach Gregory mentioned you guys were doing some things different in practice. Was there anything different than normal?
Not really. I mean, we were just out there playing loose, having fun, but, those are things we would do in the first place, but, there wasn't really any big changes this week.
kind of a chaotic time, obviously, where you got the coaching stuff going on and won't be going to a bowl game now, but how much emphasis is there on the Apple Cup and how much importance is placed on that for you guys?
Oh, it's a big emphasis. You know, we need to keep that trophy at UW, so we got something to play for this week. It's a big game, you know. The game's been circled on our schedule for the whole year, so, you know, we're going to come with our energy and just play hard next week.
Defense really couldn't stop you. I mean, and you had huge gains on third down. How tough is that to be so successful and not have anything to show for it?
You know, it's a little frustrating. It's a little draining, but at the end of the day, I'm going to keep coming, and I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. The offense is going to do the same. So, you know, there's just some things that we need to clean up. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be back on that field doing the same thing, getting the job done.
Bob, how difficult is that when you sustain so many drives that you can't get anything out of?
Yeah. Got to score some points and can't turn the ball over. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, that was really the tail of the game right there. I thought we played good enough on defense. It would be nice to get a turnover on defense, but when there's four turnovers, especially in critical situations in the red zone, that's tough.
Dylan was slinging the ball and made some third down conversions on the first couple of drives of the game, and then you guys decided to go to Patrick. What was the motivation there?
Yeah, that was the plan all week, is to get different quarterback in the game and give us a little spark, and that was our plan last week with Sam, so we stuck with the plan.
Did not depend on the outcome of the first couple of drives of the game. You were going to do it no matter what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay with it. Yeah.
Was there a plan to continue to use Patrick, or did you kind of judge off of how those drives had gone?
A little bit of both, and we felt like that Dylan was playing good enough at the time, and so we stuck with Dylan.
Fair to say, you guys might give Sam another look next week. He's got one more game to play.
Yeah, we'll see about next week. Yeah.
Defensively, you didn't force a turnover, like you said, but do you feel like this was one of your more complete defensive efforts?
Yeah, I'm not sure if our guys could have done much more other than get a turnover. And again, when there's four turnovers on the other side of the ball, that makes it hard on us.
We saw Jalen Polk today for the first time since the opener. Had that been the plan? What was the emphasis on getting him back on the field?
Yeah. You guys are good football players, an awesome kid, and a guy that can – you saw what he could do. Got a touchdown pass, and we'll continue to use him.
Do you have an update on Cade? We didn't see him out there.
I'll have an update next week or Monday, whenever the next deal is, yeah.
Devin Culp had a couple big catches. What did Steve remember
that? Yeah, it was great to see him. You know, when you're down body of that position like Cade, and he can be a really good football player. I think he's got a lot of potential.
Well, back in August during camp, obviously a lot of optimism, talented team. Could you imagine that this season would end without a bowl game?
No, not at all. Been a challenging season, that's for sure. But, I mean, these guys, and I've said all along to you guys, they're not quitting. They're playing hard. They're playing fast. They're doing everything that we ask them to do. We just can't make enough plays when we need them.
Is there a defense that maybe give a little more juice to this Apple Cup, knowing that's it?
Yeah. I mean, I think anytime you play the Apple Cup, they're going to be juice to it, that's for sure. Been a part of a lot of them, and there'll be some juice to it. There's no doubt.
You're a defensive guy first, but on offense, you guys really kind of had the chance to win the game many times this season. What do you think's been missing there on the games you haven't been able to?
Yeah, I don't know if there's one thing, whether it's a turnover or getting stuck on a drive or whatever it might be. We just have not been able to really get it cranking on offense. There's no, that's pretty obvious. And if we were better today on offense, we had a chance to win the game.
Coach, what's it like to be so successful on third down, outrageously successful, and not be able to score? What is happening that?
Well, I think you said it. We weren't able to score. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious to everybody. I mean, I don't have any magical answers for you guys. We can't turn the ball over. We've got to be able to score some points, and we weren't able to do that today. Thank you, guys.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.